Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Ayin Beis. We're in the middle already of halfway down the Daf Ayin Beis with Aleph, about 15 lines down, with the words Toshma. And we're in the middle of a discussion, which we weren't able to come to a conclusion to yesterday, regarding the question that was asked on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Yibayaluhu, they asked at the two dots in the middle of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, Gerishin Kishtika Damya, Okakom Adamya. If you have a situation where there was an Arum Murasa, so under normal circumstances there's a shutfis between the father and the husband to be made for the Nedarim of the Nara HaMurasa, and in this situation, if the husband divorces her, how do we view that divorce? He didn't Makayim the Nether, and he wasn't made for the Nether, and it's still Biyom Shamo on that day, how do we view it? Do we say that his divorcing her is essentially a Hakama? It's a Kiyam of the Nether, because once he divorces her, he won't be able to be made for the Nether, so it's as if he's saying, I'm Makayim the Nether. Or do we say, no, he didn't say anything. He wasn't Makayim, he wasn't made for it. It's still Biyom Shamo, and therefore the Nether goes and returns to the father, and the father can go and revoke the Nether in that situation. So that's the question. Kishtika Damya, or do we say Kehakama Damya? So we tried to answer it. We tried yesterday. We weren't successful. We try to answer today from the following Mishnah. Toshma. Nadra, if she makes a nether, this Nara Murasa, the Arusa, she's a Nara Murasa at this period of time, Vinis Garsha, and then her husband divorces her. And again, as we said, very, very unlikely this would actually occur, but she gets married that very, very day again, Vinis Garsha, she's divorced, Vinis Arusa, Babayom, she gets married to another person that very day. Now, Mishnah said, Afil Lameha, this could happen even 100 times. Husband number two divorces her, she's only an Nara Murasa, she's not a Nesua, so we said this goes according to the opinion that says you don't have to wait the 3 months of Havchana if there was zero chance that she could have a child because they didn't have relations, it's only a Murasa. So, husband number two marries her and divorces her from the first stage of marriage, number three, number four, number five, even 100 times. Avia ubalo achron. Nevertheless, it's biyom shamo, so the father and that last husband, the 100th husband, have the right, bishutvis together, mefiri nidareh, to go and be made for a nidareh. Now, let's bring a raish. This woman was divorced 100 times. So clearly, the act of divorcing doesn't turn this into a hakama. It must be kishtika damu. That answers our question. Because the kiakama damu, if you're telling me that the divorce is like a hakama, like a kim of the nether, so then how could you have the subsequent husbands with the father go and be made for the nether? After all, once you have a kiam by either the father or the husband, that's it, game over, the nether takes effect. So the kiakama damu, if you're saying the divorce is like a kiam by the husband that's divorcing her before he divorces her, by the act of divorcing, he's essentially being Makayim the Nether, so then Mimotzi Mefer, Oris Achron, Nidre the Okim, Oris Rishon. Then how could you have the subsequent husband go and be made for a Nether that was already Makuyim by the first husband? So therefore, the Gemara wants to suggest from our Mishnah that the din is that Gerishin is Kishtika Dami and not Kakama Dami. Gemara says, who says? Hachma Yiskini. You know what our Mishnah is actually talking about? Bishalo Shama, Oris Rishon. The first husband never heard the nether. So at 10 o'clock in the morning, he divorces her. She made the nether at 9 o'clock, but he didn't hear it. And therefore, it never was within his realm to go and be made for that nether. And that's why the second husband, the 100th husband, can come along and be made for the nether, because it never was heard by the first husband. Mar says, if that's true, wait a second, Ihachi, if you're telling me that the first husband never heard about the nether, so then my irya bo bayom, then why did our Mishnah specifically say, as long as this was bo bayom? Bo bayom implies that it was biyom shamo, that the husband did in fact hear about the nether, and you only have till nightfall, until the end of that day, to go and be made for the nether. So how can you tell me it must be biyom shamo if the husband didn't hear the nether? Then it could be 100 days later. It could be any time later on. It doesn't have to be that day, because the din is that you have the right to revoke the nether on the day Biyom Shamo. If he didn't hear it yet, so then why did you say it has to be Biyom Shamo on that very day that the last husband and the father have to revoke the nether? It could be 10 days later, 100 days later. The din still would be the same because the first husband hadn't heard it yet. My irya bo bayom. Why did you specifically say bo bayom? Afil yachamei yom nami. Even after 100 days, it still would be good because the first husband hadn't heard it. So he says, no, you're right. The first husband didn't hear it. You're right. Kishalo shama aris. Your first husband didn't hear it, but vishama ha'ab, but the father heard it. So from the father's perspective, it's bo bayom. And that's why the case had to be that the other 100 marriages had to occur that day, because from the father's perspective, the clock is ticking. And if he doesn't revoke it, and he has to revoke it bishutvis, he can't revoke it by himself if she's remarried. So in this situation, it must be biyom shamo, but not because of the husband, it's because of the father. So therefore, the teretz that we gave, that the husband didn't actually hear it, is a valid teretz, and that, therefore, doesn't allow us to answer the question, is gerushin kishtika or kakoma dami? We don't have an answer yet. Try again. Toshma. Mara says, from this Mishnah. This Mishnah will be learned later in the Masechta, on Daf Pei Tes. The Mishnah there is going to tell us, Nodra Bo Bayom, if a woman makes a neder on the day that she got married, Girsha, and then her husband divorces her, the heck, zero bo bayom, and he takes her back. So at 9 o'clock in the morning, she makes a nether. At 10 o'clock, he divorces her. And then at 11 o'clock, he says, I made a terrible mistake, and I want to go take her back. In this situation, ein yochol lohofer. The husband cannot go and be made for the nether on the second marriage. He could have done it before he divorced her, but once he divorced her and then takes her back, again, there's no problem. He's allowed to be machzir grusha, so, because she hasn't got married to somebody else in between. But in this situation, he was only able to revoke the neder, to be paid for the neder during the first marriage, but once he divorces her, he cannot go and revoke the neder, even though it's Biyom Shamo on the very same day, and it's the same woman. Ein yochol lohofer, the Mishnah tells us there, Shma mina, this should be a good proof, that Gerishin can't come a double, that when he divorces her, it's as if he was Makai the neder. Once he's Makai the neder, even though it's still Biyom Shamo, he can't go and revoke it. So the Gemara says, Shma mina, Gerishin can't come a double. So the Gemara says, not necessarily. Amri, you could answer that that case is talking about, the Mishnah on Peites is talking about Hocho b'nesua askina. We're not talking about that she just had Erisin. We're talking about that she was a full-fledged Nesua, and he divorced her from Nisuin. And the reason why he can't, when he remarries her, be made for the neder, even though it's still Biyom Shabo, v'hainu time within Yochel Hofer, the reason why he can't be made for the neder on the second marriage is because, mishum de'ein habal mefer b'kodmim, because the rule is that the husband can't go be made for a neder that his wife had previously. It's interesting, as we pointed out previously, while she's a Nahar Murasa, where the father still has the right to be made for the neder, so the husband can also be made for the neder at that point in time, even though it's kodmim. However, once she is in the Nesua, so then there is a din. We had pointed out based upon Sukkim that the husband can't be made for Kodman. So in this situation, since he was fully married to her, they had Nisuin, he divorced her from Nisuin, and now he remarried her after she was already divorced from Nisuin, so now this is considered Kodman, and he isn't going to be able to revoke the neder in such a situation. But it has nothing to do with our answer to our question, is it considered Gerishin Kishtika Damya or Kakoma Damya in a case when there wasn't Nisuin, there was just Erisin. So we don't come to a conclusion. We don't have an answer. We couldn't find the right one or the other. And the Ran in the Ramaskul Inyan Halacha brings down this machlokas between the Ramban and in the Hagos Siyun. He says also the Rambam. The Ramban and the Rambam both agree. Kiva the Bayan, the Lo Yevshita, this is a answer to a question that we don't give. We don't have an answer over here, so Naktin Luchomer, we have to go. As the Ran has been saying almost throughout the entire Masechta, we don't know. These are Nidorim, the Norm or Din Daraisa, and we have to go Luchomer. And in this situation, we say the Gerishin, that the divorce, Keha Koma Domi. We have to paskin that it is considered as if he was Makai in the Nether, and therefore the Nether is in effect. The Hecha, the Nodra, Bishoma Bala, and if you're dealing with a case where she made the Nether and the husband hurt her, and then he divorced her, the Adra Biome, and then even though he returns her on the same day, Lo Motzi Mefula, we have to consider this as if it was a Kiyam, even though she's only a Nara Murasa that got divorced, and not the case of Nisuin that got divorced. The case of Nisuin, certainly, because that's coded. But even a Nara Murasa, we have to go to Chumra, that's the Ran's Psak, according to the Ramban, and as Hagos Tziyuda says, also the Rambam. But the Rashba disagrees. The Ran brings down Abul HaRashba Zal Kosov, the Nihi, the Bayan Lo of Shita, even though this is a case where we don't answer this question in our Gemara, but he says it's answered on Daf Ayin Aleph. We answered this yesterday from Shmuel's statement, who had said, Minohan Imili, the Oris Achron, Mefer Nedarim, Sheniru L'Rishon. He had said, Beferish, that you can go and have the Oris Achron still be made for the Neder, even though there was a divorce. So therefore, Shmuel clearly paskins this, that it is Kishtik or Damya. And the reason why the Gemara didn't bring this as the final answer was because we wanted to bring an answer from either a Mishnah or a Braisa, and Shmuel's an Amora, and therefore it didn't want to bring the answer from an Amora. It was looking for a Tanoic source, and that's why it left it as an Ibai de Lopshitalei from a Tanoic source, but the Rashba says that we paskin this like Shmuel, then in fact it's Kishtika Damya. So machlok is between the Ramban and the Rambam versus the Rashba. The Ramban and the Rambam say Gerishin is a Hakoma, and the Rashba paskins like Shmuel that it in fact is Kishtika Damya. Now we turn to Ayin Beis Omid Beis, and we start a new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that it's the custom, Derech Tamidei Chachamim. It was the custom for the Tamidei Chachamim and the Mefarshim point out, lav davka, that this is only a din for Tamid HaChamim, just that they were the ones that did this, but this would apply to an Am Haaretz as well if he did this. But it was the derech of the Tamid HaChamim because they understood Nedarim, they learned the Daf Yomi, they learned it on a much deeper level than the Daf Yomi. They learned and knew that this is a problem if you have Nedarim, if you want to be made for them in the right time and right way. So the derech of the Tamid HaChamim was when they would marry off their daughters, actually Haysa Bito Yotzim Yetzlo, before the daughter left his domain, as the Ran brings down, so it would be impossible once this Nara Murasa goes and gets married to be made for a codeman. So therefore, the custom was, the Ran continues, Darkun Shel Av Ubal. So it was the custom of the father and the husband of this Nara Murasa. If they were Tamid Chacham, they would know this. Obviously, anybody can do this, but the Tamid Chacham would know this. So there was the custom, Lohofer Nidareha Kodem Sheti Nase. So they would be made for all the Nidarim, Beshutfis, they would go be made for all the Nidarim prior to the Nisuin. So let's go back to the Mishnah. So it was the Derech Tamid Chachamim, Achlo Haitza Bito Yotzim Yetzel, before the daughter left the father's domain, that he would say the following, Omer Lo, he would sell his daughter, call Nidarim Shinadarta Besoch Besi, any Nidarim that you made while you were under my full domain, alone by me, Hare Hain Mufarim, they should all be Mufarim, they all should be revoked. And similarly, the husband would say the same thing. The Nara Murasa's husband, the Chena Baal, he would say as well, Ad Shelo Tikonis L'Rishuso, until you become my full-fledged wife as a Nesua, once she's a Nesua, he can't be made for Kodman, so therefore, Omlo, he would say to her as well, call the Dorm Shinodar, any Nedarm that you made, Ad Shelo Tikonis L'Rishusi, until you become my full-fledged wife as a Nesua. So he says, there are any Nedarm that you made before I'm taking you to be a Nesua to me. Call Nidarim Shinadarit, Achelot Tikon Silushusi, until you become a Nesua, Harehinu Mufarim, I'm also being made for them with your father. And in this way, when she is going into the marriage as a full-fledged Nesua, she'll have no Nidarim on her. Because once she were to go and become his full-fledged wife as a Nesua, and Yuchal Hofer, as we have pointed out many times already, he can't be the Baal, as the Mufarim says, Mufarish, the Ein Baal, Mayfair, Big Kodmin. The husband is not able to go as in when she's the full-fledged Nesutum to be made for any Nedarim that she already had upon her. He can only be made for those that she makes now in his house as in a Sua. Okay, that's our Mishnah. Gemara says, Rami Rechama asks the following question. Boy, Rami Rechama wants to ask the following Shaila. Baal, Maushi Yofer below Shmiya. Can the husband go and make such Nedarim go away without having heard the Nedarim? Can he make a blanket statement, which seems to be in our Mishnah, that any Nedarim that you've made are considered mufar? They're all revoked. They're all null and void. So can he do that without actually hearing her make the neder? Baal, and the husband, Maushi Yofer below Shmiya, can he go be made for the Nedarim without actually having heard them? Do we take the Pasuk literally? It says, Vishama Isha, that her husband, Isha with a Mapike, the husband heard the Nedarim, Davkahu. He has to actually hear them. He can't just, in theory, say any Nedarim that you make are revoked. He has to hear the nether, and only then can he revoke it. Olav davku. Or no, he lav davku, has to hear them. If she made the nether, so he can revoke it, even though he didn't hear the nether. That's Rami Barachama's question. Mora says, look at our Mishnah. Rava says, our Mishnah seems to answer Rami Barachama's question. I'm a Rava. Tashma, our Mishnah. It said that the custom was, the father, before his daughter would go and leave his rishus, leave his domain, would tell her, Omer Lo, call Nedarim Shinadarit, any Nedarim that you made while you were in my domain, before you were married, Besoch Besi, while you were in my house, Harehem Mufarim, I'm being made for them. Now that implies even Nedarim they didn't hear about. Vaha lo shama. So asked and answered. Rami Rachama's question is specifically seemed to be answered from our Mishnah that the husband or the father, in our case, the first part of the Mishnah is the father, he doesn't have to have heard them. He can just make a blanket statement that they're mufar. Shmuel says, no, l'chi shamahu de mefar. No, what he is saying is, when I hear the neder, I'm going to be mefar it. Now, here we're going to have a problem with the girsa later on in the Gemara. So I'm going to explain this right now in the simple fashion that we have in both the Rosh and the Ran, and this will be in accord with one of the Girsas later on. And here we're saying, L'chishamahu demefer. If you look in the Rosh, Rosh is shorter, so it says, L'chishamahu L'chishamahu demefer. Peter Eliezer, L'chishamah yofer lo. When he hears it, he will go and be made for it then. V'hafara diktani below shama. Lo mahan yamidi, because his original hafara is of no value. It doesn't work. He has to go be made for it a second time. And that's what the Ran says here also, Beferish. Dibra Matzko, Luchi Shama, who the Mefer in the Ran, Kishe Yishama Achakach, when the father does eventually hear about the Neder that she made, Nidarim Shinidra, those Nidarim that she made, Choser U Mefer Oson. He has to go and again go and revoke those Nidarim. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, Im Kain, if that's the case, Kilo Shama, if he hasn't yet heard them, so what in the world is the benefit? Lama Leila Meimar. How does it benefit to say that this custom was that he would say, Kol Nedarim Shenedarit B'sok Beisi Harein Mufarin, but if he didn't hear them, and it doesn't work if he didn't hear them, so what's the point in saying that? So the Gemara says, no, there is a point. Ha ha ha, Komashvulan, the Chiddush is, Urche de Tzuvi Rabbonin Lahadure. The custom of the Tamid Chum was they would engage in a discussion with their daughters, as the Ran tells us in Dibur Masel Urche de Tzibur Rabbanu Ladure. Darko Shel Tamid Chacham Lechazer Aleya. Before his daughter goes and gets married, he sits down and talks with the daughter. V'lomala Kol Nedarim Shel Darat Harin Mufarim, and he makes this statement to her: any Nedarim that you made are going to be considered revoked, but not because they're actually revoked. Kidei Lachniso Bidvarim, to get engaged in a conversation with her, and he tells her, "Oh, all your Nedarim are revoked." As a result of this conversation, she's going to say, he knows tennis, but she's going to think about it, and Omeris, and she'll tell her father, you know what, you're right, good thing, neder ploni nodarti, I made such and such a neder, I said I wouldn't eat the apples on Tuesdays. So now, she mentions it to her father, because of their conversation that he had told her, or your nadarim are mufar, so it makes her think, and she recalls a neder that she made, she now states the neder, and now, the who, Mefer. And only in this situation is the father able to be made for the neder. Because l'chi shama, it's only when he hears it does he have the right to be made for it. And the whole point of making this statement, the darko shel tamid chacham, was to make such a statement, was to get a conversation going so she would remember or think about and state any nedarim that she made. And then, and only then, is the father able to revoke the neder. That's the chiddush over here. Mor says, keep on reading the Mishnah. Toshma Misefa. So let's bring it right from the next part of the Mishnah. The Chena Baal. The Baal similarly says to his wife before she becomes Nesua, when she's an Arusa, actually, Tikonis Lerushuso, until you become a full fledged Nesua, he can say to her, Omullah, and he says, what we brought down in the Mishnah, Kol Nedarim Shenedarit, actually, Tikonsi Lerushusi, Harenu Farm. He's also doing this seemingly without having heard the Nedarim. So the Gemara gives, according to one gear, so here we have the difference in the girsos. So, according to the simple understanding, hochanami the amar law l'chi shomana. Now, that's not the girsa that the Ran has. The Ran has the girsa. Dibra maskel toshla v'chein ba v'chule. He says, kaki girsas v'viksa svarim, and the girsa should be hochanami l'chi shoma. Just like we said before, hu demefer. So, it should be the exact same girsa as we had a minute ago by the father. This should be the girsa here now. Hochanami L'chi shoma, when the husband now hears the neder, now the second time he revokes it. The first time, again, that really didn't work. It was just to, so to say, almost engage her in a conversation. And l'chi shoma, when he hears it the second time, he's able to revoke it. That's the first girsa that we have over here. Then the Ran says, v'iku naschei de garsi. Then is a second girsa, the omer lo l'chi shomana, which is what we have more or less printed over here without the words hochanami. So we have the omer lo l'chi shomana, and that means that in essence, this is really taking effect right now at the moment that he hears it retroactively from the original hafara that he did. It didn't take effect retroactively to the point when he made the hafara, but it takes effect now when he hears it. So in this situation, his original hafara actually is working now at the point that he hears the neder. Whether you go like the first girsa or the second girsa, bottom line is that you can't bring a saraya to answer Rami Bar Chama's question that Baal is allowed to be mefer below shmiya. Mara tries again, Toshma, from the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that we'll have in a couple of days, on Daf Ayin Hey. The Mishnah there says, Homer Lishto, if a man says to his wife, Kol Nidorim Sheti Dori, the guy's going off on a business trip, and he says to his wife, any Nidorim that you're going to make, Ad She'ovo Mimokom Ploni, until I come back from this business trip, I'll come back from such and such a place, so Harei Hein Kayomim, I'm Mekayim all your Nidorim that you're making right now, then it doesn't work. If he says that, lo omar klum, it's as if he said nothing. In that situation, you can't be mekayem a neder before the neder is made. Everybody agrees to that. What happens, however, if you were to say, any of the derm that you're going to make, kol nederm shetidori, achivo mimokum ploni, harei hein mufarin, they should be mufarin, they should be considered already revoked now. So Reuelezer says, that works perfectly well, mufar. You can do this. You can make a statement now that any nederm that you're going to make are going to be mufar. Rabbi Eliezer says that works perfectly well. Although the Gemara there will tell us that the Chum disagree. And you can see this in the Ran over here. The Ran says, in Dibur Maschal, Harehin Mufarin, Eliezer Omer Mufar, the Chachamim say, Eino Mufar. The Chum there disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Gemara wants to bring a Raya, but what do you see clearly? Vaha Lo Shama. In this situation, he's making this, before he goes on the business trip, he says, Kol Nedarim Shetidori, Ad She'avu Melkum Ploni, so they're Mufarim. So Rabbi Eliezer certainly would be of the opinion that one can be made for a neder, even though he didn't hear it yet. But the Ran points out, Dibur Maschal Lo Shama, it's not only from Rabbi Eliezer, Lad Mi Rabbi Eliezer B'Luchud Pashte, we're not answering Rami Rachamim's question just from the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, but El Afilu Mi the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan would say that this would work even without Shmiah. Why is that? Because the Adkan lo pligi Rabbanan le the Rabbi Eliezer, because the Rabbanan only are arguing Rabbi Eliezer, El Mishum Dakati lo Chayle, because the nether hasn't yet been chal, the woman hasn't made it yet. Ukidaka Mahadre le inhu, and when he returns, when the husband returns from the visit trip, the kivin the lo bo lichlal hakim, at that point in time, they weren't capable of being mekuyimit because they hadn't yet been made. And therefore, and you see in the Hagos Sinum Osir Dalid, he adds the words, so lo in that situation, bo bo lichlal hofer, since they haven't yet been able to be mekuyim because they haven't yet been made, so they can't be yet mufer. In this situation, so he wants to suggest that even the Chachamim would agree in this situation to say that the neder could be mufar even though he didn't hear it. The Shama Isha Lav Davka, and therefore the pasuk that says that the husband has to hear it, again, Isha with a mapikeh, the Shama Isha, that her husband heard it, is Lav Davka. That's not necessarily needed to have present, and let's bring a raya from this mishnah on daf ayin hay that in fact the din is lav dafka, that the husband has to hear it. Even if he didn't hear it, he can be made for it. Where it says no, again, not a good raya. Hochanami, here too, the omar l'chi shamana, we could say over here as well that he's talking about when he actually hears it, that's when the nether is going to be mufar, but it's not mufar by him just saying so right now. He eventually has to hear it, and only when he eventually hears it is it going to work. And that's what the Ran says over here in the next Dibur Maschal, Hochanami L'chi Shoma. And if you look in Os Tesvav, some aren't goes the word Hochanami. Again, the question over here is this going according to the first Girsa, or is it going to the second Girsa? If you're saying it's going according to the first Girsa, then the word Nami shouldn't be here, because this is a different teretz, because here he's saying that when he hears it, so that is when this neder will be revoked. But if you're going according to the second teretz that we gave, so then the words Hocha Nami, so then this is the same teretz as we gave before. So that the Gemara still asks, V'loma li min hashta. So again, if it's able to be revoked now, when he hears it, so what was his point, the whole purpose of him saying originally, before he went away, that any nedarim that you make will be mufar. If it's only going to be mufar at the point of vishama, so he should just make it then. L'chi shama leifalo. When he hears it, let him do the hafara then. Why is he doing the hafara originally? So Gemara says, because ksavar domo mitridna haishaita. Because we're concerned that maybe he's going to be busy at that moment in time. He's going to be preoccupied with something else. As the Rosh tells us, domo mitridna, Biyom Shmiya, on the day that he actually hears it, he's going to be very, very busy. He's just coming back from his business trip, and he hears all about what's going on, and he hears the white man in Edda, but he has 900 other things to do, and he's going to be too busy on the day of the Shmiya. V'lo yelo penai lohafer, and he's not going to have an opportunity to go and be made for it then, and before you know it, that Yom Shmiya will be over. And therefore, lechach mefer mitchila shetechol ha'afara l'mafreya. That's why he says at the beginning that any nedarim that you make will be mufar, but they're only going to be mufar at the time that he hears it. So again, we don't have a teretz to the question, is it shoma isha, is it dafka that the husband has to hear it, or even if he didn't hear it, can it be made for the neder? So we're still in our question from Rami Rachama. Try again. Toshma, we have a braisa. The braisa says, omili apotropos, and apotropos is a guardian. And Rashi Bava Metzia, Daf Sadi Vav, tells us, a guy would go off on a business trip, so he would go and appoint apotropos to take care of all his affairs, to take care of his estate, to take care of his wife, his children, in terms of food, etc. Umina apotropo al nechosov, he appoints a legal guardian, a power of attorney, for a person to go and take care of all of his possessions, and to as well, lazon ishto ubanov, to go and take care of the needs, to feed his wife and his children. So this apotropos, before the guy goes off on the business trip, he tells to this apotropos, he tells to the guy he's giving power of attorney to, and he says, "Kol nedarim shenoderes ishti, any nedarim that my wife will make while I'm away on this business trip, mikan viach avo mimokum ploni, from now until the point that I return from this business trip, from this whatever place I'm going to, mimokum ploni, hofer, I want you to go and be made for those nedarim." So he gives the apotropos, so to say, the power, literally the power of attorney, on his behalf to go and be made for the nedarim that his wife might make. Normally, another person can't be made for your wife's nedarim, but here, he's authorizing the apotropos to go and be made for all of his wife's nedarim that she might make between his leaving and his coming back. And, in fact, the apotropos hears her making that, and the hefer law, and he was made for it. So, does this work or not? So the Braisa says, Yochel Yumufarim, I might have thought that they should be mufar, because we normally have a rule that shlucho shel adam kimoso, that we might have thought that this apotropos is acting as the shaliach of the husband, and therefore, just like the husband can be made for the nether, so too can the apotropos be made for the nether. So Talmud Lomar, so therefore, the pasuk tells us that that's not the case. Isha yikimenu, again, isha with a mapikei, the husband can be makayim in the nether, visha with a mapikei, the husband can be yeferenu, can be the one to be made for the nether. In other words, only the husband can. This pasuk tells us that the husband has to be mekayimit, or the husband has to be made for it, and not a shaliach. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan says to him, "Matzina b'chala Torah kula shulcho shaladu kamoso." Wait a second. Throughout the Torah, we find there's this rule. It's based, as the Rush tells us, on a Gemara in Kiddushin, where it teaches us, in Perek Ish Mekadesh, that Yalef Lo Mikra, that this is derived through Psukim, that a Shliach Shal Adam is Kimoso. So Rav Yonasan says throughout the Torah, a Shliach can, in fact, act on behalf of the person who sent him. So, too, over here, Rav Yonasan says that the apotropos should be able to go and be made for the neder on behalf of the Baal. So Rav Yonasan disagrees with Rav Yoshia. Now, how is this going to answer our question? Do we say that it should be Bedafka Shoma Isha? Or do we say, no, it doesn't have to be Vidavka? So the Gemara says, Afilu Rav Yosha, even Rav Yosha, who said that we don't apply Shliach Sholem Kamosu in this situation, only said that we don't apply it over here, Lo Kamar. He only said that we don't apply it over here, Elamish from the Xeris Akasim, because the Pasuk said, Yishach Yikimenu, Vishach Yifirenu. That it says, Vidavka, Vifayrish, that only the husband, negating the normal rule of Shliach Sholem Kamosu. Implication being, if it wasn't for this specific drasha, that it must be the husband who's Mekayim, it must be the husband who's made for it, we would have said, Shlucha Shaladim Kimoso. But wait a second. But here he's doing this. He's telling the apotropos before he goes on the trip, if my wife makes any of the dharma while I'm on the business trip, so then you should be made for them. So in this situation, the Gemara only has the machlos between Rav Yonasan and Yosha, because of Dui Darsh in the Pasuk, Yishah, Yikimenu, Yishah, Yifirenu, Beferish, as in this situation, you can't have Shliach Shaladu Kamosu or not. Implication, however, being that even though he didn't hear it, if it wasn't for this Pasuk, Yishah, Yikimenu, Yishah, Yifirenu, not only would Rav Yonasan, but even Rav Yosha would agree that you don't have to hear the nether. Ah, this answers Rami Bracham's question. But unfortunately, it doesn't, because we turn to Ayin Gimel and Aleph, where the Gemara says, Hochanami. Here too, the Amar Lei, he says to her, L'chi Shamana. Now the Gish that we have is Mefer law, but in the Hagos for Tziyunim, it says it should be Hofer law. In other words, we're saying that the husband said to his apotropos, when I come back and hear the nether, that's when it will be revoked. In other words, the husband has to hear the nether, and in that situation, it can be revoked, but not before then. So therefore, you can't do this. It doesn't work without the actual Shmi'aleh. So Gemara says, L'chi Shama Leifu Lahu. So then, why don't you go and be made for it at that point in time? Why are you going and be made for it, telling the apotropos to be made for it before you go off on the business trip. So Morgan says the same terrace that we had before, Savar Dilma Mitridna, because maybe he's going to be too preoccupied and busy when he comes back. On the day he comes back, he has all these things to take care of, and he hears about the wife's nether, and he just doesn't get around to be made for it. So, oh, that's the purpose of the original instructions that he gave to the apotropos, to be made for it. So in that situation, the hafara will work now, even though he's too busy to actually make hafara right now. But you still require the shama aspect. It can't be done without shama, and therefore we don't have an answer to Rami Bar Chama's question. Now, I just will point out before we conclude the shiur, one additional thing. We have over here, Shliach Shaladu Kamoso. So why don't we say that when the apotropos hears it, that is the actual shama? And that's why, at that moment in time, it should be able to be mufar. Why can't the apotropos fulfill this idea of shama when he hears it? Why does it have to be that the Baal has to hear it? So the Rush brings down, in the last Rush, on Ayin Beis and Beis, he says, Ushmias ha'apotropos eino kishmias ha'baal, that the hearing of the apotropos, he can't replace the hearing that's required for the Baal. The Avav Bish also shliach la'ofer, even though he's acting as a shliach on behalf of the Baal, the bimidi de bimela lo shayach minui shlichos, for something that happens, so to say, by itself. Hearing. He doesn't have to do anything. He's just hearing. So hearing isn't something that you can ask somebody to go and be a shliach for you. You can't ask the apotropos, I want you to be a shliach to me to hear the nether. You can be asking him to be the shliach, to be made for the nether. That's an action. But to hear, which is something that happens mimela, it comes by itself, the Rosh says you can't go and appoint an apotropos to do that for you. And that's why the apotropos can't act over here, even if you say shliach shaladu kamoso, to hear for you. He can only act to be made for you. The Ran gives an additional teretz, and he says that since he can't do the kiyum at that point in time, because the nether hasn't yet been made, so when you can't do the kiyum, you also can't do the hafara. So therefore, the apotropos cannot act as you would be able to do. The shlich can only do what you can do, and since you couldn't be mekayim at that moment in time, you can't be made for it at that moment in time as well. In any event, we still are left with an unanswered response to Rami Bar Chama's question. Yitzhak Shem will pick up tomorrow and continue with this discussion in general. With this, we conclude today's shiur.